The winter postseason starts on the mat, and a great rivalry on the court in mid-Michigan. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Team wrestling kicks off the winter postseason as districts are Tuesday and Wednesday this week. Winners will advance to regionals on February 16th. From there, mid to late February is full of postseason action. Individual wrestling districts are Saturday, February 12th. Both the boys and girls ski regionals are next week. Upper Peninsula girls swimming and diving finals are Saturday, February 19th at Marquette High School. The Lower Peninsula boys swimming and diving finals are in mid-March. Ice hockey drops the puck for regionals starting February 21st. Boys and girls bowling will knock them down either the 25th or 26th. Winners advance to the finals March 4th and 5th. Competitive cheer has a couple more weeks of the regular season before regionals on the 26th. Gymnastics regionals are a week after that on March 5th. Girls basketball districts tip off on the last day of the month, Monday, February 28th, and they'll end their season at the Breslin Center on March 19th. Boys hoops is one week later. Districts start March 5th, and they wrap things up in East Lansing on March 26th. For all tournament dates and locations, be sure to check out MHSAA.com. Game balls this week go to Stony Creek's J.D. Philbin. He won the 50 and 100-yard freestyles at the Oakland County Championships, helping Stony Creek to their first-ever county championship. Mackinac City's Madison Smith, who went over 1,000 career points in a win over Ellsworth. Smith had 18 points, 14 rebounds, and 8 assists in the victory. And to Carleton's DJ Volts. The senior had 17 and a comeback win over Nouvelle, keeping the Cavaliers unbeaten and in first place in the Tri-Valley 10.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with MHSAA Assistant Director Brent Rice.
We are on the basketball court today where a wild pass from the point guard is headed out of bounds. A teammate jumps and is just barely able to catch the pass, but his momentum is carrying him out of bounds before he lands. While still airborne and in possession of the ball, he calls a timeout. Should the official grant him the timeout, or is he out of bounds with possession going to the defending team? Since the player jumped from inbounds, gained possession, and called a timeout before touching down out of bounds, the timeout should be granted. His acrobatic play and quick thinking saved his team from committing a turnover, and they'll inbound the basketball after a 60-second break.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. There have been some great rivalries in girls basketball over the years, but maybe the best one right now is in the Central Michigan Athletic Conference between Fowler and Portland St. Patrick. 2 years ago, before COVID canceled the conclusion of the basketball postseason, Fowler sent St. Patrick packing in the districts, winning by 8. Last year, Fowler went the distance, winning the championship in Division 4. They beat St. Pat's twice along the way, by 7 in the regular season and by 12 in districts. Fowler also won the league and finished 16-4. St. Pat's was runner-up a year ago in the CMAC. St. Patrick has returned the favor this year, winning by 4 and in overtime by 7. Those are Fowler's only 2 losses this season. And the defending champs now sit in second place in the CMAC, chasing the Shamrocks. Also this year, the two teams sit near the top of the Division 4 NPR rankings. St. Pat's is first, Fowler third, which means if they both advance in the postseason, they'll meet for a third time this season in the district finals. And it would be the third straight district matchup between the two. For conference standings, NPR rankings, and more, go to MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.